to you.
That's Mika with the sound of an orchestra. It's getting louder. It's getting closer. And in 2 days' time, the big orchestra is rolling into town for a really special, exclusive event at Zimbali Country Club. And if you've been listening to Radio Life and Style, you will no doubt be aware of an event called Under the Stars, a special launch event for the Zimbali Estate Foundation with the renowned KZN Philharmonic Orchestra as the show-stopping centerpiece. It is, I can confirm, completely sold out now. And if you missed your chance to get tickets, I'm sorry for you, because it's going to be, by all accounts, a night to remember, a real event, so to speak. And in the house with us from the Zimbali Estate Foundation, we've got not one, but two for the price of one. We've got John Allen, the chair. Welcome back to the microphone, John. How are you doing today, my friend?
Very well, thanks, Mike. Thank you.
Great to have you. Alongside you, we've got Treasurer Sujatha Budan. And Sujatha, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thanks.
Brilliant. And looking at this outcome, sold out event, what more could you ask for? I mean, from the Zimbali Estate Foundation's perspective, John, you're looking happy. This is what you want, right?
Correct. Wonderful news. And a big thank you to Radio Lifestyle. When we first came here, we were probably a third of our tickets sold. And after going on air, we sold out in a matter of days.
That's what, you see, that's what we do. This is the voice of Valito. So you want to get the word out to the ears of the Dolphin Coast? We're only too happy to help with this fantastic cause, especially the Zimbali Estate Foundation. Obviously, is going to have an impact on our greater Valito community going forward. And this is just, you know, kicking things off, really, and getting the word out there, announcing the launch. From your perspective, Sujatha, looking at how well this has all come together and how the word is now growing that the ZEF is a thing, the Zimbali Estate Foundation, obviously this bodes really well for the next step and the sort of the projects in the pipeline, right?
Yes. So the launch is actually an opportunity for us to showcase who we are. Mm. We have a professional videographer, production marketing company that's compiled a 6-minute video about who we are and our vision for the future.
Awesome.
We will post that on our website, www.zimbaliestatefoundation.org, after the event. And we're hoping that it translates into donor support, that people leave the evening feeling entertained, pampered, and committed to Zimbali Estate Foundation as their charity of choice.
Brilliant. And being the treasurer, obviously, you play a really crucial role in making sure that when it comes to fundraising events going forward, that whatever comes in the form of donations is going to where it's most needed and where it's going to create maximum impact, and that there are all those checks and balances, and that people can rest assured that, you know, if you partner with the Zimbali Estate Foundation, you're really going to be able to rest assured that your donations are going to reach people who need it. And, you know, as an organization, as a collective, it's entirely voluntary from your side, right? I mean, you're not getting drawing a nice salary for the efforts and the hours that you're putting in, am I right?
Yes, none of us are salaried directors or members of the foundation. It's all voluntary. All the money goes towards the projects, except of course the admin costs for the non-profit company that we are.
Mm.
And yes, donor accountability is at the top of our agenda. And we want to make meaningful, high-level impact in the communities around us. And we encourage either, you know, individuals or corporates looking for corporate social initiatives. Come partner with us. And again, refer to our website, reach out to us, and let's together, you know, create inclusive change.
Absolutely fantastic. And under the banner of the Zimbali Estate Foundation, obviously, the Zimbali brand carries a lot of weight, John, and to host this first event, this launch event, the Country Club has really come to the party in a big way. Am I right?
They are brilliant. Yeah, they exceptionally good. Their kitchen is wonderful. The service and management couldn't be better. They've really come on board.
Awesome. And for anyone listening to this who is possibly in that corporate space or has a heart for the community and wants to find a way to link up, to connect with the Zimbali Estate Foundation and to find out what synergies there are and how they can help with your projects and initiatives going forward. And possibly there's anyone listening who has an idea of a great initiative or a great a project that would make a good fit under the Zimbali Estate Foundation's roster of things going forward. What's the smartest way to get in touch, Sujata?
We have a website, www.zimbaliestatefoundation.org. We are on Instagram and Facebook as well. We also on WhatsApp. So please reach out to us.
And of course, if you're one of the lucky few who managed to grab a ticket for the event on Saturday under the stars, you can face-to-face come and meet the team. And it's going to be an absolute showstopper. John, you know, we had an interview and put the word out for those that were lovers of live music, of classical music in particular, and one of your team was very kind to actually donate a ticket to if there was someone listening who possibly couldn't afford it and would be really love to be there on the night. And within minutes after that interview, we were lucky to confirm that ticket had found a happy home and another one had been donated. And so, you know, these stories just fill our heart with joy. You're a classical music lover yourself, I'm taking it, hey?
I am indeed, and that was shows you how caring the Lido community is to offer tickets like that to people who are either handicapped or can't afford it.
Absolutely. And if you've never experienced how many piece orchestra is this, John?
52.
Sujata, have you ever witnessed the majesty of the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra?
No, I haven't. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be absolutely out of this world. It's not every day that you get a treat like that. And the arts definitely are a sector that have been struggling in recent times as well. I believe that the KZN Philharmonic doesn't receive support from the Department of Arts and Culture like it used to. Is that right, John?
That's absolutely correct.
So these kind of events are really critical for its continued survival. And well done for supporting the arts in this case and creating a really special showcase. As I said, if you missed it, you missed out. But I'm sure in the fullness of time, there will be other events. You're just going to have to keep your eyes on the pages and your ears on the radio, obviously. And one more time, Sujata, for those that might want to follow you on social media, how can folks find you under the handle?
On Instagram, we're Zimbali NPC. Our Facebook page is Zimbali Estate Foundation. And our website again is www.zimbaliestatefoundation.org.
There you go. The Zimbali Estate Foundation, the ZEF. John, any last words from your side?
Yes, please. I would like to thank Dave and Sue Charles and yourself, Mike, for giving us the exposure. It's been absolutely wonderful and successful. Thank you.
We're only too happy, and we know this is just the beginning of a really exciting and long-running story. So we're wishing you all the best for this first event, the first of many to come. Under the Stars, it's going to be one for the books, and we're going to have to link up again afterwards to find out how it all went. If you're not going to be there, don't worry. I'll be there for you. And my special guests, John Allen, Sujata Budan, thank you so much for coming in today on a Thursday, and we'll see you under the stars.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.